say a little ditty about that. And here goes the little ditty. Our shoeboxes are for children overseas that will not be getting any Christmas presents. They go all over the world, these boxes. Inside there's instructions on what to pack and what not to pack. And these are going to be returned in the famous November 15th, which is the national holiday in Michigan. Deer season. So if you need a box, there's some in the back, let me know. And there will be a $9 fee to mail these to when they go to the church that is the host family for this. They are all packed there, loaded in semis, and off they go to everywhere. So please remember to grab a box on your way out, and if you need one, you can raise your hand, and I'll be happy to give them to you. So thank you. We'll be blessing the boxes the 14th, and then we'll be sending them out to the host church on the 15th. Thank you. And no camels. Well, last week I made the announcement, and in the pamphlet that I get with all the brochures and the literature, there was a picture of three camels, and they had big sacks, and you could tell that they were loaded with these Samaritan purse boxes. And I said, can you imagine having Christmas being delivered by camels? And then I thought, oh, yeah, I guess he did do that a long time ago.
Along with collecting socks, we're going to start again next Sunday for the month of November and collect hats and mittens. And once again, it'll be a competition between the Sunday school classes and the congregation. So you've got a few weeks to accumulate those, and Michelle will have some containers either over here or back in the bag starting next Sunday. This flyer will be in the lobby by the office, which today I walked by there and I noticed there are a lot of flyers up there with a lot of things that are going on. So if you get a chance and you come in, make sure you look at that. There's going to be a spaghetti dinner benefit for Claire Gordon. And it is Sunday the 21st from noon to 4 at Applegate Community Hall. So they need some money to help cover costs, gas, food, lodging. You know, Mark and Tina are going through a very difficult time right now, as are Claire and Mason. So we just really, really need to keep them in our prayers, and hopefully we can all help out with this a little bit too. We have got no birthdays or anniversaries today. Lots of announcements, lots of meetings coming up, and Pastor Sue is going to talk about church conference today. And welcome back, Pastor Sue.
Thank you. Thank you. So those of you that are on church council, you are required to come to the church conference today at 3 o'clock. It is by Zoom. But we will also be here so that if you cannot do Zoom in your home, that you also can be here and be together. There's packets downstairs. They look like this. They're on the table. Please make sure you pick one up, especially if you're going to stay at home. Also want to announce, today is Stewardship Sunday. If you did not get your letter or your card or you forgot it or you lost it, the ushers have extra. If you need one, raise your hand, and the ushers will bring that to you. Karen's back there ready to go. So if you say, hey, I'm not ready for that, that's okay. You can take one and bring it into the office as well. So it's good to be back. I missed all of you. I want to thank you for plants and flowers and cards and whatnot. So it is good to be here. I think that's all I had. I'm trying to find a pile here. So we're almost ready, but not quite for the air. Okay. Okay. How about we continue with quieting our hearts and minds and preparing our hearts for worship as the candle comes in, the light of Christ.
Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go, make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing us the morning message. I'm Deb Darling, your worship leader for this morning. Our first praise song is 2272. We're going to sing it two times, Holy Ground. Please stand as able. Please remain standing for the call to worship. I will proclaim your greatness, God. I will thank you forever and ever.
The Lord is great and is to be highly praised. His greatness is beyond understanding.
People will speak of your mighty deeds, and I will proclaim your greatness.
They will tell about
the Lord is loving and merciful, slow to become angry, and full of constant love.
He is good to everyone and has compassion on all he made.
I'm going to switch things up a little bit, and I'm going to have you have a seat, and we've got a little treat for you.
Popular belief leads people to think that we're asking for money for the church. That is the opposite, actually. We're asking money for God. The 10% that they say to give of your income, it's okay. Just give what you can. We want to make sure that we're giving to Jesus. We're giving to God. It's not me up here asking for money. It's not Pastor Sue asking for money. We're not asking for money for the church. We're asking it to give over to God because he's given us so much. Sorry, it's going to take me a minute to try to read with these money glasses. All right, so Proverbs 3:5. That is a really popular verse that people think of trusting in the Lord. I honestly never associated this verse with stewardship. And then I read on a little bit further in verse 9. It says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. It's not about wine either. It's about giving God first, and then what you have left over is yours. He will make sure you're taken care of. So not too long ago, I signed up. We were up here, Katie and I, and I signed up for the EFT because I joined the finance council, and I thought, well, I'm going to be on the finance council. I should probably up my game on giving a little bit, especially if I'm going to be up here asking for more money for God. Things got really tight. And if I wanted to, like, oh, I can't give that much this week. I can't. Oh my gosh, Huntington Bank. It's too much work to go through and try to cancel all that and remove the set amount that I get every 2 weeks. So I just left it. I left it alone, and I trusted. I trusted in God to take care of things, and he did. Now, if I had just, you know, money pulling out of my pocket, I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to keep this because there's, you know, we want to go to a do Halloween stuff today, and maybe I'll just give, you know, a 5 instead of a 20. Well, with the EFT, I can't do that because it is a lot of work to call up the bank and switch my amounts around. So if you just trust and you just let it happen, I don't even see it come out of my paychecks anymore, and we're overflowing more with abundance now than we ever have. So just focus on that verse today when you're thinking of stewardship. It's not about just giving money to a specific person or a specific building. It's about giving to God and just trusting that he will make sure you are taken care of. And you'll have extra money to go buy money to put on yourself. Should be in a rap video.
So I just had a little personal story. Most of you know, like, with COVID, you know, COVID was hard for everyone. Okay, there was a point where my husband and I went 4 months with no income whatsoever. Children, bills, and I spent a lot of nights crying myself to sleep. Not sure what was going to happen. I didn't think I was going to cry. Anyway, I just poured it out, and I said, God is going to take care of us. It's going to happen. We give it to him. The next week, our church family and our friends and our families and people who I didn't even know from other states, they took care of us. They got us back on our feet. And I pray to God every day how amazing that is, that we have each other. We are a family. We are doing this together. And without God, we have nothing. And if we can't give to God, we can't, as humans, help each other, because that's what it's all about. And without God helping me through my family, I don't know what would have happened. I really don't. So obviously my costume today was a hot mess. Most of you know, like, I don't know what I'm doing 5 minutes from now, let alone remembering to bring my checkbook on Sunday or to EFT or anything like that. So my thing that I found that could be wonderful to all of you as well, I always have my phone. Always. If I don't, I don't know. Like, I always have my phone. So an easy way for me to remember to help give is through our website. Anyone who has PayPal, you can set it up through PayPal. It automatically, you go in, you push a couple buttons, and you're done. This morning, I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning and went, oh no, I don't have my checkbook ready, I don't have anything ready. I went in, pushed a couple buttons, and I did it this morning. And you know what? I'm going to do it again. So if you go to our website, which is www.sanduskyumc.org, I know nobody can see this, but on the...
He's got it on the screen.
Oh, look at that. If you go halfway down, there's a spot where it says give, giving on your left-hand side of your screen. And it says a little tiny yellow button that says donate. You just push the button, it loads, and I have mine already set up so I can go in whenever I want. And I push in $25. I can make monthly donation, which I think is a little button. Yep, you can make it a monthly, or you can just do it whenever you see fit. And done. I just sent $25 to our, whatever you want to call it. So that's what I'm trying to understand. Like, there are so many ways to give back. There's so many ways to give to God. And without being able to do this, we're giving you so many outlets to help each other and to give to God. So if you have any questions for either EFT or PayPal or anything, please feel free to ask. Because, again, without stewardship and without being able to give to God, we don't have each other. We don't have a family. So that's my spiel.
But it also helps, too. Like, we look at our bulletins. I'm sorry, I'm going to use your bulletin quick. This is scary. This is scary. I didn't realize how important this was until I did get on the finance committee. It says, last week's offering, $2,537, needed weekly, $3,266. We're coming up short. That's not saying you have to give your very last dime, but take first, give to God, and then what you have left over, God will make sure you have everything that you need. Even if, I make my daughters do this now. If they get $5, you're giving $2 to God. Give first. Or if we went over this in Sunday school today, and I'm so proud of our kids, they gave to God first. If you have $50, 10%, that's only $5. You still have $45 left over to do what you want with. So give $5, and you can go buy your makeup and whatever teenagers buy today with the rest of the money. It was a really hard concept for me to understand this. And then, like I said, I've already tried to back out a couple times in my EFT. Thank goodness for Huntington being so complicated, or I probably would have failed because I didn't trust. I didn't trust in God. So that's all we're saying is just trust first. You don't have to give a lot. You just have to give what you can. And that's what the beauty of it. You see these like food kitchens and food pantries. There's some areas that have fridges. It says, give what you can, take what you need. That's exactly what you're doing. You're filling up a bucket for God. So that way, when you need something, He's there. Right? So just, that's all. Here's here. Don't forget, fill up the plates, too. We need your loose change. Even if you do the EFTs and the PayPal, it's good to have the money in there.
Thank you, ladies. We're going to pray. Oh, holy and most gracious God, the God who is like an Energizer bunny, keeps going and going and going and always there for us, always, always. He provides for us. Like the ladies say, we just need to trust. So this morning, as we sit here in worship, as we listen on the radio, as we're maybe even driving down the road, we pray, God, that you will open our hearts and our minds to hearing what you have for us today, to know that we are to love you and to love each other. In the name of Jesus, the risen Christ, amen. This morning, our opening hymn is We've a Story to Tell to the Nations, 569. Please stand as able.
Story of peace and love.
be seated, and I'm going to invite the children to come up. Got a few of you here. Come on up. I'm going to try to come down. Can I do that? I always have to figure out which leg to start with. All right, come on down. And you guys did a great job. I bet you are. At least you got your glasses off now, right? So how are you guys? Good. And it's Halloween today. You all dressed up and had parties downstairs, right? You had juice and donuts. Are you all filled up? No, that's normal. That's exactly it. So I want to talk about loving God and loving others. So today, I want to show you some hand motions. I want you to join me, okay? So the sign language for love is this. Can you cross? You put your fists together. Can you do that? Put your fists together and cross your heart like this. Okay? Love. Then we're going to say, love God. That's our first commandment. So when we take our hands down, this is love, and we're going to say God. We're going to put our thumb like this in our hand, and we're going to touch our forehead just slightly and bring it down. Love God. That's God. So when we say we're going to love God, let's do it. Love God, and come down with your right hand or your dominant hand with your thumb inside for those that are listening on the radio, and then just slightly touch your forehead and bring your hand down. Good job. Love God. That's now you know how to do that. Love God. Let's see you do that. Love, cross your arms and put your hand up by your face. Love God and bring it down. Very good. Now, we already know how to do love. Our second commandment is love thy neighbor. Or love the neighbor. Okay? So, love. How do we do that? Very good. You guys got that down. Thy or the neighbor. The. And put your hand straight out in front of you like you were going to be a stop sign. Love the. And then neighbor is you're going to put your fist together on one side, your hand open on the other, and you're going to come in close to each other, and then you're going to go straight down with your arms. That's neighbor. So you got your one hand in a fist. Your other hand is like you normally just are going to give a high five, except turn it sideways. Okay, kind of bringing them in towards each other, and then go straight down. Now, when I was watching the sign language to figure this out, they said a lot of times when you're just putting your hands straight down like that, it means a person. But we're going neighbor, so we're going to have our fist and have our hand sideways and come in together and then go down. So love thy neighbor. Let's do it again. Love, cross your arms. Love, stop sign. Thy neighbor. You got it. So those are the two greatest commandments. So shall we see if we can teach them that? Can you guys stand up and help me? Let's turn to our congregation. Those back there, we'll see if you can watch us too from behind, okay? So love, you're going to put your hands in front. Love, we're going to do God. So we're going to put our hand up with our thumb and just kind of go down by the side of your face. God. Very good. And then we're going to go love thy neighbor. Go down. Great job. Great job. All right, you guys really worked hard, didn't you, today? Yeah? You've worked hard? So you get a treat, one. And then if you want more, you have to come by my house tonight. Yeah. Trick-or-treating is from 4 to 6. You'll come by my house. You may get more, Mom. Know where I live. All right, let's pray, and then we'll give you a bulletin, okay? And maybe ask Mom or whoever's here with you, if you can eat those first, okay? Let's pray. God, we thank you for Halloween. We thank you for kids that love you and can learn sign language to love God and love thy neighbor. And we ask that you bless them and keep them safe today as they're out trick-or-treating, and let them have fun. In the name of Christ, amen. All right. She's not asking Mom first. She's just eating. Here you go. All right. That's one of my favorites, too, is Reese's. Yep, there you guys go. All right. I'll move this and you can come back and sit down. All right, Deb, I think you have the next part.
The Old Testament reading today is Psalm 146, verses 1 through 10. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations, praise the Lord. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word. Now our choir is going to sing Jesus is the Answer.
Thank you.
Jesus is the answer. He's the way. We sang that song this morning because it was going to be Catherine's last Sunday with us. She's still going to be with us next week. But she likes that song and likes Seek Ye First. But I said to Linda this morning, I said, but that goes with the sermon because Jesus is always the answer to all our issues and everything that we have. And so we go to him in prayer this morning, remembering those that we've lifted, those that are quiet in our hearts and minds. This week, we pray in our community for industrial automated design. So we keep all of our businesses, all of our community in our prayer, and especially our church. It is so good to be back with you. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Loving and gracious God, I can't thank you enough. We can't thank you enough for all that you provide for us. In fact, to remember that everything we have is yours. We came into the world with nothing. We will leave this world with nothing. So all that we have is a gift from you that we can use to provide for our needs, to reach out and help others, to be your hands and feet to the world. So as we come to you in prayer this morning, Lord, we ask that you continue to watch over us, to provide for us, but more importantly, that we trust you, that we seek you first, that we give to you first, that we pray every day to you. We wake up and say, good morning, Lord, and at night we say, good night, Lord. That you're always in our thoughts. When we're down and out, we seek for your help. When things are going well, we pray that we will give you praise for it. So fill us once again, over and over and over, with your Holy Spirit, Lord. That we truly can turn to you to have faith, to stand strong. For those that need healing, Lord, we pray for healing. For those that need strength, we ask for your strength. For those that are hurting and grieving, we pray for your peace and comfort. For those that have nothing, Lord, use us. Use us, Lord, to help them. Lord, there's so many needs in our world. There's so much violence. There's crime. We pray for our friends in Haiti. We pray for those that have captured the missionaries, that you will change their hearts, O Lord. That they will release them and bring them home safely. We pray for all of those in the West that have had, and the Northeast that have had so much rain and flooding. Lord, it's all over. It's all over the world, COVID and storms and storms in our own lives. We need you. People need the Lord. So we come before you this morning and we give thanks. We give praise. And we seek you. In the name of Jesus, who taught us together to say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. More Like You is our hymn of preparation, 2167, and on the screen. Please stay seated and prepare your hearts for the message. This is our prayer, Lord, that we can be more like you. I go to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, for today's reading, verses 28 to 34. Hear God's word. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" Jesus answered, "The most important one is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, the Lord who is one, I pray that the words that I have in my heart, in my mind, will be pleasing and acceptable to you. That they offer you all the glory. That there's less and less and less of me, where it's all about you. There's so much more of you. These things I pray. Amen. Yes, it's Stewardship Sunday. Deb, can you help me? I'll let you put that out maybe in the middle here. Thank you. I'm not sure I'm going to stand for the whole sermon, but it shouldn't be that long. Thank you. You know, it's nice having a cane, not a walker, but it's also be a pain. Right, Carrie? So if we ask the congregation, what's the most important commandment? Would you say, love your God? You know, we think about the Ten Commandments as the ones that we should follow, but if we really look at those, one of the very first ones is to have no other gods before me. So doesn't that say, love your God? The God, there's one God. One Lord, Jesus Christ. And we are to honor God our Father. Hear, O Israel. Hear, Sandusky. Hear, Sanilac County. Hear, the world. The Lord our God is one. Love God with what? With all your heart. What else? With all your mind, soul, and strength. Now, yes, I read heart, soul, mind, and strength. But here's how I'm going to do it. So I want you to remember alphabetical. Heart. What's next in the alphabet? Mind, soul, and strength. Love God with all your, say it with me, heart, mind, soul, strength. With all of our being. Now, I thought after Katie and Porchelle did theirs, I thought, well, I don't have to do a sermon. They did it. But I still want to share this because I know on Stewardship Sunday, people are afraid, oh, she's only going to talk about money. Well, no. You heard that from finance. What I want to share is that if we love God with all our what? Heart, mind, soul, and strength, that don't we want to serve him, to give him our whole being. Isn't that what this is saying? Doesn't that include finances? Doesn't that include serving him? Doesn't that mean praying? Doesn't that mean worshiping? Doesn't that mean doing our devotions? Doesn't that mean our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service and witness, as we say when we become members of the church? You have said that as members of this church. I will, and on your card, it says, I or we will participate in the United Methodist Church of Sandusky with our presence, our prayers, our gifts, our service, and our witness. Witnessing meaning to share with others. You have vowed that. Now, how does God look on that when we don't participate as God has asked us and as we as Sandusky First have asked you to do that? I know when I talk with our district superintendent or I hear the bishop, we talk about with other clergy, you know, it used to be that everybody would come every week to church, right? Amen? You know, especially years ago. That's what everybody did because there wasn't soccer, there wasn't football, there wasn't practices, there wasn't all the stores open, wasn't other options. You came to church because that's what you were taught. It's what you were supposed to do. Now they're telling us that regular attendance is most likely once a month. John's shaking his head, no. But is that what our vows say? Oh, you can only come once a month, or you only have to come once a month. Is that what God wants if we're following love your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength? Let's think about it. Am I beating you over the head already in my first Sunday back? Maybe. But it's God speaking to me, through me, to you. This is how, this is what it means. As Scripture says, love your God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength. And then God says, then love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. So what does that mean, love our neighbor? That means we help out those that are in the church. Do we stop there? I know sometimes in Scripture, one of the men said, well, who's my neighbor? The neighbor is the world. The neighbor is not just the person that lives next door to you in your home. It's everyone. We are to love everyone as we love ourselves. I know some people don't love themselves. We need to pray for them. But we also need to pray even for our enemies. I was blessed this week that I had lunch with my Haiti missionary, Terry. And Jim and I sat with her at a meal on Friday. And she talked about Haiti and their needs and what is going on. She thanks you, Suzanne, for doing pop cans. She says, how is she doing that? I'm like, she's got her arm ready. It just goes. And she did laugh. But she's in a Bible study, and she said, you know what I've learned or heard again? Is that we're to love our enemies. I heard the church that has the missionaries, the church from here in the United States that has the missionaries that are kidnapped in Haiti, they're praying that the hearts of the men who kidnapped them would be changed. And you heard that in my prayer. That's loving our neighbors. Is to pray for them, to pray for our enemies. And Terry and I both said, you know, that's really hard, and we don't do it enough. And she was learning that in one of her Bible studies, came up with the same subject, and she said, okay, God, just hit me in the heart. Take a deep breath. I'm supposed to love my enemies? But isn't that what this scripture means? Love your neighbor as yourself. It's to love those people who don't love you. I fail at that. That's really hard to do. That's a lesson your pastor needs to work on. Because what is our normal response? Somebody does something to us and we just want to respond. Somebody says something, we just go, We're to love them, we're to pray for them. So I teach you these two things. Remember what we did with the kids? Love God. Love thy neighbor. I did that with sign language for those that are listening on the radio. Remember that. Seek ye first. Because Jesus is the answer. Let's pray. God, I pray that we will truly love you with all our being. That includes the cash in our pockets, the coins in our hands, but also to be present in worship, to be in prayer, to study, to use our gifts, to serve you and to share your message with others. Nudge us and keep us, Lord, and help us that we do that. In the name of the risen Christ, amen. So now I invite the ushers to come forward. If you have your stewardship card, you may put that in the offering. Please stand as able. God Almighty, you are the answer. You are always with us, and we give you thanks for that. So now we've given you of ourselves, our heart, our mind, our soul, our strength. With all that we are, we give it to you. And we ask that you bless these gifts and bless us and bless those who receive. That your name is glorified. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our closing song is Jesu, Jesu. is how we should love our neighbors. No matter what color they are, no matter if they're rich or poor, we're to love God and love our neighbors. I pray that as you go forth from here this week, that you will follow those two commandments, loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, giving him all of you, because he's given us his Son, Jesus Christ, who died. He gave us his Son, who died for us. We, in return, need to love him back. And before I finish with my benediction, I pray that if you would like to come to the church conference, you're more than welcome to come at 3. Those that are not on church council have no vote, but they have voice. You're more than welcome. So go. Loving God, loving yourself, loving your neighbor. Go in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.